Welcome to REA's DOWG Random Thoughts. I'm REA's DOWG. If you're not ready for this, get ready. Cause I'm about to blow my stack. AKA rant. About this company I work for. I really need to work for myself. I can't take the BS anymore. I can't take it. I want to tell you how unethical this company is. And I'm not kidding. It's run by a little, what I call a little shit. He's a dictator type, like what's that guy from China, Kim, whatever the hell his name is, a little bitch. He's got that male pattern baldness going on. He's a freaking alcoholic, drunk DWI freak from Massachusetts. So I can't blame the Canadians, even though it's a Canadian company, because it's run by a little short, liberal, freaking male pattern baldish short dictator. It's gonna be hard for me not to use profanity today, folks, because I am irritated. From day one, I knew if it smells like a fucking rat, it's a fucking rat. I go into the interview day one, and I always preach to you folks, go by your instinct. If your instinct says that it just doesn't smell right, it just doesn't smell right. But no, you know why? Because I'm loyal. My old boss was a good boss. CR was a good boss. And he said, listen, Ray, I really need you to help me to get this operation up and running. So, I think I've done my part, CR, because things are up and running as good as they'll ever be. If it's run by a little short shit like that, there's no way he's going to run into the ground. I hate him not as much as Obama, because Obama is destroying a whole country. This guy is destroying a whole organization. So I can't say I hate him as much as Obama. But this guy doesn't know his ass from his elbow. Okay? And the reason why he's in charge is because he screws all of us, the employees. Okay, I'm sick of bending over. I don't want an 18-incher. It hurts like hell. It wasn't meant for entrance. It's meant for exit only, you short, male pattern, baldness fuck. So, anyway, I'm straying off topic. And so I go in for the interview. I say, listen, I was making X amount of dollars. So he say, well, that's a bit high, you know, but I was trying to meet you halfway and see what we could do for you. They didn't meet me halfway. I'm making like way less. If I told you how much I'm making now, I might as well go to McDonald's. At McDonald's. That's where I need to go. Jeez. So, anyway, I take it because the economy sucks. So I'm here. I don't know how long I've been here. Maybe 9 months. Who knows? 9 months too long. And this is another thing. We're not in Canada. Yes, you're a Canadian company. Let me tell you how unethical they are. In America, we get paid overtime after, say with me, people, 40 hours. Not here. No. You know when we get overtime after 50 hours. So I bust my ass out there for 50 hours and I get zero, zip, nada, nothing. You call that fair? And when you do make after 50 hours, you don't get paid time and a half. You get paid whatever your hourly wages are. You think that's right? No, it's not. They give you equipment that don't work. They give you, the uniforms are not even new. In fact, they're so filthy, I can't even get the ring around the collar off the ring around the collar. I've tried everything. It won't come off. I don't want people thinking, what a pig, look at this collar, it's not my collar. I've scrubbed that thing with everything you could think of. It won't come out. So they have us out there looking like bums. You got trucks that looks like, okay, wait. Okay. Calm, easy. Let me take a sip of this. Say chug it with me. Let's just finish this, it's almost done. On the count of three, let's say chug. 1, 2, 3. All right. So, give us equipment that doesn't really work. It's beat up. Someone please call DOT. If they suck. Didn't get paid nothing. I freaked travel an hour out of my way to get there. Let me tell you what they did to me. This is BS. Let me tell you what they did. You know, remember the other day when you guys saw me? I showed you we had 24 inches of snow over here in Connecticut. So anyway, the place is in Massachusetts, right? Ooh, the place is in Massachusetts. Woo-wee! Hold on, folks. Lord, that one almost blew off the roof. So, places in Massachusetts, I call these freaks. I say, listen, there's no way I'm going to get out of here. My car is completely covered. The condo association didn't plow. And I'm stuck here. No problem, dude. No one's working today. Comes to find out, the very few that made it in, they had them stay for 3 hours and sent them home. So no routes went out. Well, you know what? They're getting paid 8 hours. What am I getting? Zero, zip, nada. I was told to stay home. What? So, Jigga said, well, you could come in on Saturday and make it up. Up your ass with grass. I'm not coming in on no freaking Saturday. So, you get the bomb for trying to fuck me over. I'm not coming in and working on Saturday for your stupid freaking ass. Are you out your freaking mind? So, screw that. Obviously, I'm going to have a short paycheck. I really need to work for myself. But this weekend, I'm going to be a year older. Another thing. One of the company guys screwed me. They were supposed to go to Chicago for training for new accounts. What did they say?
Rayshon knows how to do that. I don't want to fly to Chicago.
So who gets up the ass with the 18-incher again? I do. So I gotta fly out to Chicago and then come back and train them. And am I getting train paid? No. Again, bend over. It's for no entrance, exit, amigo. I hate this place so much. I really got to get the F up out of here. I seriously do. I mean, the man doesn't know his ass from his elbow. If I ever met him on the street, oh my God. Ooh, I hate him so much. The man thinks he's the smartest man in the room. He's like a fucking liberal. He thinks he's the smartest man in the room, but he's a total jackass. He don't know anything. He thinks he's smart, and he doesn't fucking know anything. He doesn't fucking know anything. But the only reason they keep him brown is because he fucks us. And they're cheap. They fly me out, and they're giving me coats. I don't even know what hotel I'm staying in. It's probably a fucking Roach Motel in Chicago. Who the fuck knows? And I'm not driving my car to the airport. I'm not paying for it. They want to play games. I'm going to play games too. Someone please hire a brother. Help me out. Seriously, man. I can't take this company anymore. So, CR, I think I've been a loyal guy. I've gotten the operational off the ground, and it's time for me to pack up and move out because I can't take it anymore. I'm bleeding. I can't sit down. I have hemorrhoids now. So I need to get out. I need to get out. So everyone sing this with me. Na, na.